This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. The New Jersey Senate and Assembly are scheduled to vote on a bill to legalize marijuana in the state on Monday. The legislation has provided a rare opportunity for a unified front among the state's top Democrats. Governor Phil Murphy campaigned on legalizing and taxing pot and has pushed for the issue since his election. His sometime sparring partners, State Senate President Steve Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin, are also on board. But as the governor acknowledged this week, the outcome of that vote is far from certain.
We are close. We're not there yet. We're making progress, but we have a ways to go.
Joining us via Skype on This Week in Politics with a look ahead to Monday is Carly Citrin. She wrote an extensive explainer on what is in the bill for New Jersey Spotlight. And Carly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, David. I think extensive is kind to say about what I've written.
There's a lot in this bill. You had to cram a lot in there. Now, Carly, this bill would legalize the recreational use of pot for New Jersey residents age 21 or older. It would set in motion an expungement system to wipe clean the records of people convicted of low-level marijuana offenses in the past. It also sets up a system to tax the drug. What are the other key points in this legislation?
The biggest point of all of this is the legislation would not only legalize, like you said, but also tax and regulate a cannabis economy, which would be huge because New Jersey would be the first state to do all of that in one piece of legislation. It sets the tax rate, which was something people had gone back and forth about, what the rate would be, what percent it would be. They decided to put it as $42 per ounce, which would affect cultivators, and towns would be able to put an additional 3% retail tax on top of that. The bill also lays out in detail the expungement details, so how people who have been arrested or convicted of low-level marijuana crimes could more easily clear their records without that associated fee. It also sets up a regulatory commission of five people that's going to deal with setting up and enforcing all of the rules and regulations and evaluating license applications throughout the state. There's also a lot more in that nearly 200-page bill, like specifics about who can get licenses, how the expungements will work, what kind of control local cities and towns will have, and how and where you can consume marijuana, not in public.
This is a Democratic governor, a Democrat-controlled legislature in New Jersey, but the party is not unified behind this bill. It looks like it's still short of the votes needed to pass, too close to call, a lot of people are saying. Governor Murphy says he's been working the phones with legislative leaders to win over some yes votes. Since this vote is still scheduled for Monday, should we take that as a sign that the governor thinks he can pull this off?
I tend to believe that they wouldn't put it up unless they thought they had the votes there. But it really, as these days are ticking by, it's really going to come down to the 11th hour in this to see where people fall.
Now, some legislators who oppose the measure say they might support some form of legal pot, but that there are just too many problems with this bill. What are the biggest issues keeping some of those maybes from jumping on the bandwagon?
There are kind of three camps of opposition here. There are those that oppose legalization altogether, people like Senators Cardinale and Rice, and they represent Bergen and Newark, respectively. And they kind of are afraid that there has been like a significant lack of replicable scientific research on cannabis and THC, which is the psychoactive compound that gets you high. So there's a lot of fears about people driving around intoxicated, fears about how it could affect the workplace, fears about costs for enforcement, and fears like those raised by Senator Rice in Newark, that it could actually end up doing more harm to minority communities than the good that's been promised by Governor Murphy and people at the ACLU and other advocates.
Okay, because Governor Murphy has explained his support in social justice terms.
We have the widest white, non-white gap of persons incarcerated in America, and far and away the biggest contributor are low-end drug offenses. The status quo is unacceptable.
The other camps are people who can be swayed by some of the language. So some legislators are looking for specifics to get ironed out, questions about how expungements would work, how much money the state would give localities to enforce drug recognition experts and drug dogs. And then there are those who are leaning towards a no vote, basically because they're opposed to the way the process has gone. The process has been pretty opaque around this. Public testimony has been limited. The bill was being amended and printed up until the very last second in committee this week. And not every lawmaker has been included in the haggling over the language, which, to say the least, hasn't made everyone super confident in the bill itself.
Who was left out of that haggling?
Republican lawmakers were left out of the haggling around this language. They were being expected to vote on the bill out of committee without even having seen it or with having it handed to them as they were expected to vote. And that's why senators like Senator Kip Bateman actually abstained from the vote, saying that he didn't have enough time to read it over and the process had just been too opaque for him to trust it. And Senator Bateman was viewed as someone who was potentially on the fence and could have been a yes vote on this.
What is next for legal weed in New Jersey if this bill fails?
So if this goes up in a catastrophic cloud on Monday, which is entirely possible at this point, Murphy's contingency plan, he said, is to rapidly expand the medical marijuana program in the state to kind of open that up past the 6 currently operating dispensaries. But they also have said that after this, the next time they could take on legal weed would be after the budget process.
All right, Carly, what are the chances of this passing on Monday?
I say it's anyone's guess. 50-50, flip a coin, it's up in the air.
Carly Citrin, reporter for New Jersey Spotlight, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me, David.